Okay.
Works for me.
We do these quite well.
All right, we'll call to order the February meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission for Town of Cary Beach. I guess approval of the agenda is first on the item. So we have our agenda for February. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Let's see, next is the approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of January 4th. I don't know what the procedure is. I don't think the minutes captured exactly what we did, so I'm not sure if we can approve the minutes.
Well, the whole purpose of it.
I think there's a, based upon, I think, correction of the minutes, I guess we don't take any action on the minutes. Or we don't, actually, I'm going to make a motion to not approve the minutes.
Is it the minutes or is it that table?
Well, it's, I don't think the minutes are complete.
Okay.
You know, that's why we're asking this. So I'm gonna make a motion to not approve the minutes, subject to clarification and revision related to SIC codes.
So that's the only part you have any kind of question about right now?
Let me look at the rest of the minutes here. January minutes.
Because normally the agenda just kind of gives a brief overview, or the minutes just gives a brief overview of what happened. It doesn't go into detail, especially in something like the SIC code. That's why she did the...
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable approving the minutes related to the SIC codes.
Okay.
I think that didn't capture some of the things that we said.
All right.
So everything else looks fine with me. So again, I have a motion to not approve the minutes, subject to revision of the minutes related to the SIC code discussion.
We can't make those changes now.
I think it's going to require a lot of work to kind of go through the book, and I would.
All she's got to do is listen to the recording.
Is it recorded?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, I mean, okay. So anyway, the motion is to not approve the minutes right now, just so we can get going on this. Is there a second to that motion?
Yeah, well, I'll second based on the SIC codes. Anything else is fine.
And this is related to the minutes. We can still decide if we want to correct it right now or later. But as of right now, I'm on the agenda item, the approval of the minutes. So further discussion?
Of course. Well, I would suggest we get it resolved. If we've got it and we know where it is in what section, let's go back through the recording and we'll just figure out how big, much of a detail there is to change.
I would agree, but that's not related to the minutes. We're approving the minutes as written, and I don't think the minutes reflect exactly what we did. So I agree. We can later, when we get the whole business on the SIC codes, we can correct everything.
Gee, honestly, I've never heard of that where we don't approve the minutes without knowing what we're going to change or what's not to be approved. Has anyone here ever done that?
This will be a first for me.
I don't think there's any problem not approving the minutes. I mean, on other commissions I've been on, we don't approve the minutes based upon, I mean, if it is recorded, I think it's going to require going back and listening to the recording.
That's what I'm suggesting. We've got to point out then what is not right in the minutes and who's going to correct them, how we're going to correct them to go forward.
Okay. I guess there's two options. One is to let one of the commission members go through their notes and try to correct it, or the other is to ask that we listen to the tape recording and correct the notes.
Okay. I would suggest we go look at the tape recording and...
Do you want to do that in the meeting or do you want to
say somebody,
task somebody to listen to the
ask somebody recording? To listen to the recording, correct it, come back before us, and then we'll make the changes.
Well, I mean, the other thing is, I've got my book marked. I mean, we could
Well, if you can do it.
I mean, if we go through these actions and it's marked in my book and they're correct, then why can't we approve it?
Okay. Then what I would suggest we do is we move, actually, approval of the agenda. I suggest we move approval of the minutes to agenda to the end of the meeting. That's okay. We can certainly do that.
Okay.
All right. All right. So we're going to move approval of the minutes to the end of the meeting, which would be right after old business. So we'll put it as agenda item number, I guess, 6.
It's old business, isn't it?
Oh, and F, okay.
I'm going to go back to my Robert's rules.
Okay, so you're making the motion. Is there a second?
I second it.
Okay, all in favor of moving the approval of the minutes to agenda item number F under old business, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Anybody to address the commission? Nope. All right, old business. A, zoning overlay districts and form-based planning. Again, there's nothing to report on that. I think everybody's trying to get our other things in order right now. Also, there's a strategic planning session that is still in continuation with the council that I would suggest before we start moving ahead on a lot of that, we find out how that strategic planning session comes out. I just recommend that we table this to the next item, this particular item. Is there any problem with that?
I hope.
Okay, all right.
We need to have a call.
So all in favor of tabling item number A of our own business, say aye.
Aye.
All right, okay. Signed ordinance. This is more of an update. I presented to the council last month. Basically, the paragraph change that we kind of made as a recommendation in terms of allowing an additional 3-year extension, under these certain conditions. The council, I think, got confused. I tried to explain it as well as I could, that there were still items that had gone to public hearing, that we had approved and still had gone to public hearing, that had not been approved by the council. Now, there's a lot of language in terms of some definition issues, amortization issues, and all these sort of things. So the council has approved 2 chunks. They approved prohibited signs very early on. Then they approved the regulations and the tables later on. But there's still stuff that had gone to public hearing that the council, and was really never brought before the council, to go ahead and approve. So what was presented to the council last time was not the stuff that had gone to public hearing but had been approved, but just that little paragraph that we had made. So given that the agenda really wasn't properly submitted to describe what I was going to present to the council, because all the other stuff wasn't in it, I suggested that it be put to public hearing right before the next council meeting. And that was approved by the council. And that was also recommended by the town attorney, who I also don't quite understand what was going on. So anyway, what has now been done is I look at the agenda. If you look back under the signed ordinance from February, it's in the memo from Nancy. This right here. Okay. And what she did, which is what we had talked about, is she really needed to go through everything that had not been approved by the council and identify which of these items have already gone to public hearing and which had not gone to public hearing. And just doing a quick look at this, it looks like this now has been done, where she's identified things that have not been approved by council, but they have gone to public hearing. As you go down here, and then there's the few items that we talked about in our last meeting that have not gone to public hearing, and that would be on page 4, which is the new language about the automatic extension that after that, they could petition the town of Jury Beach for a three-year extension. And then those two minor changes in the adding 15% of facade to those two holes that were in the table.
Yes.
So if you look at the bottom of page four, those are the only things that we're bringing to the council that have not gone to public hearing. But all the other stuff in here, we're bringing to the council, but it's gone to public hearing. So I think this is now correct.
So items 10 and 11, is that what you're referring to?
Items 10 and 11, and F, on page 11. The only thing has not gone to public hearing. So my recommendation to when we have a public hearing is just have public hearing on these, that one paragraph, and then these two schedules, because those have not gone to public hearing. Everything else has gone to public hearing. That's obviously up to the council. But at least it's clean now. This is a very clean memo to understand what's going on, which wasn't the situation. So it's set for public hearing at the next council meeting, right before the council meeting, about 6:30 or 6, I forget what it is. And I would recommend that this hopefully will wrap it all up and get it all taken care of, that if, you know, I'd encourage members to be there. I was hoping Ann would be here because as a property owner, as a hotel owner, she feels that this is a very fair, it would be nice to have her say that at the council meeting. But Ann's not here, so I'll try to communicate that with her. Try to be there for the public hearing also. I'm not sure if we need to take any action on that. That's more of a, just an informative item. Okay. All right, SIC codes. We have the table here. And I guess there's two options. One is to, we can listen to the, how do you want to do this? Do you get it correct?
I think I might have enough information in my pocket, so
just to make the change, kind of go through and make the change.
Why don't you take the lead on this?
Oh, great.
And go for it, because you have a book and I don't have a book. So
listen to the
tape.
Well, the only thing is we can't listen to the tape and tape at the same time, so that would be a problem.
Yeah. Did you download the D-Drive?
You didn't listen to the tape when you typed this, did you?
Yes.
Well, you did.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's why it's done.
Yeah.
So this is it. You got it.
Okay, so then
we've got to work from your...
Well, work from yours against this.
All right, so what's...
No, get me...
I wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. Get me up to speed on what this table is supposed to mean.
Which table? Where is it?
This is the special use permit table, which should be on the back of the agenda.
Holy shit.
Just to be very clear, the reason I don't think this is correct, nor reflected correctly in the minutes, is that for the B1 section, it looks right. If you remember, we went through each one of the zoning categories and identified two things, or actually three things. Which SIC codes, if any, should be taken out? Which SIC codes, if any, should be added in? Which SIC code should be identified with an S for a special use permit? And then, because there was different language in the definition of home businesses, we were trying to make that language consistent. So there's actually four things, I think, that we looked at. You know, what we're going to add, what we're going to take out, what we're going to identify as a special use permit requirement, and then change the language for home business to be consistent. And as I look at this table, I don't think it captures everything that we talked about. So I will turn it over.
So what we got listed is, like on the top squares, those were what we're going to put into S next to, which is bus terminals.
This is for the B1. This is for the B1.
For the B1.
Okay.
And then 19 and 20, which are arcades and theaters. And that's what I've got marked in my book.
Okay, so that's correct.
And then we're going to add to the B1 what was from the B2. Right? Because we've got, that's why I've got them highlighted.
And she's got it down there.
Yeah, she's got those.
57.2, 57.31.
Okay, so the second.
Was it 57.12? Is that already in there? See, I've got 57. I've got 57.12 highlighted.
Well, it's furniture stores.
I guess we can allow that to be one. So. So the second row in B1 is what you have in your notes.
I have all of that, and I have others that are
that we're adding.
That I thought we were adding.
I remember all those she's got down there.
Well, see, I had all these highlighted.
And then are not in there right now.
They're not in there.
And they're not in existing for me.
So. Right, and I don't see them.
Okay. Why don't we just go through those then?
Oh. Okay, John, what's... You're saying that everything that's in B2 should be in B1 is what you're saying, right?
Under retail businesses.
Right.
Including where services can be public or rented.
53.31, 99, 54.11, 54.41, 54.51, 54.61, so on, right? You're saying all those you wanted to put in big one.
That's what I thought, because I've got them highlighted. I'm trying to figure out why I got them highlighted.
Well, if you look, there are some of those already in B1. And so what we did was we took the ones that weren't in B1 that were in B2 and just put those over there into B1 also. So if you'll notice, there is no 53.31 in B1 right now.
Right, we're adding that.
There is no 53.99.
We're adding that. Adding that.
There is no 57.12.
We're adding that.
There is no 57.22.
We're adding that.
And there is no 57.31.
And we're adding that.
But what about 54.61?
It's in there.
Okay.
50, number 11, B1.
54.51?
It's in there also.
Okay.
Right.
And 54.41.
It's in there also.
Right. Okay.
See.
Okay. I just wanted to remember why.
Yeah, yeah.
I must have highlighted them and then we went through.
Well, you got me a little mixed up there too.
Yeah, I think my memory is I'm guessing that the first row and the second, the B1 is correct with the table. I think where we start to have problems is further down. So the next one is what we added to B2, 19-264. And the only thing, it really doesn't identify that it's being added. Are we putting an S by parking lots? Or are we adding that?
We are putting an S by parking lots.
Okay, so we need to identify that at the table as, in fact, it might be better to do this way, is for each.
I'll see where you're going.
Okay, I mean, you can't tell. Okay, so
let's go down. I'm going to mark on this, and then we can go over it one more time.
Okay, all right. So looking at the special use permit table, in the first row where we have bus terminals, service stations, arcades, and theaters, in that box, in that cell, say, the following are identified with an S. It's the second row, the column where it says add section 2.4, you know, in B1 and this stuff, that's fine because we're adding those FCC codes. We're not identifying with an S.
I agree.
For the third row, we have to add the four parking lots, item identified with an S.
That's right.
Okay. Did we add any other SIC codes to the B2 district?
I don't remember that. No.
No, we just took from the B2 and put into the...
But did we put anything into the B2 from B3?
Not that I remember.
I don't remember
again, to be consistent.
The parking lot's already in B2. We just said we're going to...
Right, I mean, once we put that phrase, identify with an S, that takes care of the parking lot issue.
What was the next question then?
Did we add any SIC codes to the B2 district under 19-264?
I don't remember that, but could be a possibility.
That's fine. I had no notes on that at all.
Okay, well, I've got them highlighted.
Well, why don't you go through the SIC code and we'll see if they're... This is from B3.
I've got SIC codes highlighted in B3.
That were identified, that put into B2.
I'm not sure if they were going into B2 or B1.
Okay, well, why don't you go through them?
We got museum and art galleries. 8211, 8231, and 8412 I've got highlighted. Do we have, museums and art galleries in?
I don't see, I think that's where we're...
I don't see it. Not in B1.
Okay, so what is 8211, what's 8231, what's 8412?
Museums, art galleries, and libraries.
Okay, what was the numbers? 8211?
Yeah.
And 8221 and 8231?
8231 and 8412. You don't have an 8211 in the SIC code?
No, I'm looking right now.
That's cool.
That's 82. Yeah, you're right. 8211
is schools.
8211
is schools.
Right.
It's not showing up.
Okay, most districts would allow for schools.
Can I make a suggestion? Obviously, I can be overvoted on this one. I think we all know what we're trying to do. Okay, we're trying to take things that are in the B2 and say, well, why can't they be in the B1? We're trying to take things that are in the B3 and say, why can't they be in B2 and B1? You know, as we go down the process. I think what it's going to take, because we spent about 2 hours doing that last time, is probably going through and, you know, say one person putting it all together and then coming back next time with kind of a consistent thing here. I think we've identified, and you've identified in your book, which things we recommended putting in S by. Because, for example, when you look at 19-282B3, as we look at that whole list there, we definitely didn't put an S by all those things, so I don't understand why they're all there.
That's B3, right?
Yeah, looking at B3.
I put an S by all those in my work. Don't understand why, but when I went through and I added some, I had a row, I had S's and I added some S's to it at the last meeting.
There's no way all of those have S's.
Yeah, and you have, which ones have S's?
For the 5, 9, 11, 12.
That's what I remember, 5, 9, 11, 12.
Wow. I had everything except B3.
So y'all were going to do the food stores and personal service establishments, barber and beauty shops?
The only thing that didn't have an S in mind is 1, 2, and 16. That's what I put down. Now, I don't know if that was our final decision or what. That's never... Wouldn't have left it in there like this.
Is there any way that one of us could get a copy of the tape
yes.
and listen to it at home? Mm-hmm. I think that might be a good way to... Because I think we kind of knew what we were trying to do, that we might be able to make sense of the tape a little bit better. I mean, just this issue right now, you've got four things and you've got all of them. You know, but we need to put this...
Best way I think to put this to conclusion is all four of us sit around the table and do it. Go through each one. Sorry, we'll have to go through it again.
Listen to the tape?
Listen to the tape and all agree on what those changes were. You know, I wrote all the changes I knew of in my book as we were going through and agreed to them.
Can we listen to the tape right now?
This is what...
I'm not sure if I can do that.
If we listen to the tape, then we can't take the meeting.
Did you already put it on the public server?
I don't know if it's on the P. I had it on my desktop and it's on that.
Well, you have to go back to my office in order to listen to it if it's on the public server. I can email the recording to you individually.
That's what I'm thinking, or, probably would be better.
I mean, this is part of Josie's job description to go through this and do it. So, I mean, this isn't something that y'all have to do unless you want to do it.
Well, my only concern is that as we're throwing SIC codes around, is that we kind of knew what we were trying to do, and sometimes it might be a little bit easier for us to interpret it.
Okay.
About, you know, what we're saying and what's going on, and versus somebody who, you know, may not be kind of, trying to, as part of the decision-making process.
Okay, but now what if we cross-reference the table to the minutes?
Right, that's what we should be doing.
That's actually what we were doing right before. That's what got me concerned about the minutes, because we were cross-referencing the minutes with the table. And the minutes... Let's look at the minutes.
Well, the minutes are showing in this table what we felt should be in those minutes, right?
Required.
least what I did, I summarized it, like, and then we have it in the next year or so, so we get to discuss it later.
Very loud, for example, so you do want to restrict the hours of the 5399, 5712, 5722, 5731 to number 18, section 19-3. Now, just so we kind of, if parking lots is on the ground.
Should we make that special?
Yes.
The special.
We need to put a yes in front of parking lots. This is in section 19-264, number 5, that yes in front of that. Just be consistent with.
We have a parking lot.
But that already has an S in it, here we don't require to use permit for E2, as a, as a traffic system. Everything else looks like in the B2's law and B1, except you think in B1 use that we think we should add to the B2 use.
Is real sales?
Yeah, that was number 24, B1. So now, go the other way, is there anything in B1 that would have to permit use in B2? That's not currently approved. There's a lot of retail too, that's not a big one. That's all. Head office.
Yes.
So now, what's it again, that'll be Thursday?
Yeah, the middle of Thursday.
Okay.
East Wing College. East Coast.
So. So is that like? So that doesn't encompass the post office, the post office is also going down in the B2.
We've got a little bit further, sales center.
The post office is having one.
So you're going to be checking.
The post office is big.
That's not a post office. The post office is on M. B1 is K Street. So I didn't mean.
Has the council ever thought about just the possible zoning of the original zone?
And we have two parts.
Those are B2.
If I didn't.